Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Carnival of Souls.
Yes, we did.
To go along with our public domain horror Halloween spectacular.
Yes.
This movie is from 1962. It was rated PG. It's 78 minutes long, and it was directed by Herc Harvey.
Yes.
Herc Harvey.
You know what? I didn't write his real name down. I think it was Harold.
Oh, okay.
Herc's a lot better.
Yeah, it's kind of cooler.
Yeah.
Sounds like Hercules.
Oh, I like that. That would be fun.
It got 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, I saw that.
And I didn't see a Metascore.
That'd probably be before Metascore.
And 7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yep, I saw that too. There was a little bit of interest in the Rotten Tomatoes thing.
Oh, yeah?
Because it had 67 reviews. I think that's a lot for what we've, you know, what we've been seeing.
Yeah. And this is kind of an obscure pick.
Yes. Yes, it was very.
And the only reason that I knew where we could watch it on streaming was because Joe Bob Briggs' Last Drive-In had just run this movie a few episodes back.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Justin said we should have watched the Joe Bob Briggs version where he sits. I mean, it's like 3 hours long because he sits and talks about the movie, and then you watch a little bit of the movie, and then he comes back and talks about the movie, then you watch a little bit more.
No, I wouldn't be interested in that.
Well, most of it is informative.
Okay.
Most of it.
Alrighty. Yeah, his name was Harold Arnold Harvey.
Yeah, okay.
So I like Herc better.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It had a budget of about $30,000.
Yep. I saw later on in my reading, I saw 33, but what's the difference, right?
About 30,000 is, yeah.
Right.
But I didn't see any worldwide gross money.
I didn't either. But I think it was because it didn't go to... it was not ever copyrighted.
Right.
So it was never really, tracked, I guess the thing would be.
Oh.
And I saw that it did not really legitimately go to, home video until, why can't I find this? Like 1986. Here we are. Yeah, 1986. So, you know, maybe that has something to do with it. I mean, but it was copyrighted in Europe.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, so that's a little bit unusual, kind of not, but for us it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that has something, yeah. I don't know. I did not read anything about a worldwide gross.
Yeah.
So, you know, all throughout it talked about it never made money. It had to have made some money. Somewhere.
I don't know. Well, it said it got bad reviews. So, I mean, some people saw it.
Right. Exactly. You gave the cats catnip, and now they're meowing.
I know.
I wonder if our friends can hear that.
I don't know, but I can hear it, and it's hilarious.
Yes.
Well, did you see the monster fight that was happening while you were talking?
I did not.
Oh, they were having a full-on tussle.
Oh, is that why they were yelling at each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plot. The basic plot of this movie is that after a traumatic accident, a woman becomes drawn to a mysterious abandoned carnival. And that's the basicest of basic plots.
Yeah. Yeah. I read that it was loosely based on a short, a movie short called An Occurrence at Owl's Creek Bridge.
Oh, okay.
And that it might have been an adaptation from a story by Ambrose Bryce from 1890.
Oh.
So, I read a little bit of different stuff,
Okay.
So, which is true? What do you want to believe?
Yeah, exactly. The cast is Candace Hilligoss, Frances Feist, Sydney Berger, Art Ellison, and Stan Levitt are basically the people that you that ha like speak.
Right. Well, really, it was the minister or the priest from the church, the landlady, the drunken neighbor,
Yeah.
oh, and the people in the cars, they were a little bit of chit chat, but that wasn't really.
Yeah. The movie starts abruptly and it ends abruptly.
Yes. I agree with you. It was very
Because it,
odd.
and I don't know if that's because maybe pieces of it were destroyed or what. Because like it just felt like you walked in 5 minutes, 10 minutes in.
Right. Yes. And there was, because it was really never copyrighted, it went to that company, the Lion Hurt Lion, the distribution company.
Okay.
I'll find it. My notes are kind of jiggered up today, so I don't really have them in order.
Oh.
So there's a lot of page turning. Well, anyway, they took the distribution on, but they tanked before really anything really happened.
Oh.
And in the mess, 180, it was released to 184 TV stations in the US, and they all were cutting it to fit their time slot.
Oof.
So, what is there a whole movie? We don't know. Because you said it was a certain amount of time, but there's like every other 70 minutes, 71 minutes, 84 minutes, weird stuff.
Yeah, weird.
So, yeah, it's all kind of. I think that this movie is kind of, well, we'll get into more of that when we talk about the director. I think why it is the way it is.
Okay. Do you need some light?
Yes.
Okay. I just noticed it's quite dark where you're
Well,
sitting.
my light above me turned off.
Sorry about that.
We have ghost lights here.
I have thermal recessed lighting, and it just when it gets hot, it turns off. And it's what's the point of having a fucking light on if it turns off?
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, where were we? Hertz Lion was the distribution company.
Okay.
The 16 millimeter cut copies that were sent to these TV stations, like I said, were all cut to fit into the time that the TV station had to present it, because they were mostly used as those midnight movies.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Weird.
The 35 millimeter theatrical print was originally 78 minutes.
Well, that's what this said it was, 78 minutes.
Okay, then this must be an original
Oh, well, I don't
copy then.
what did Shudder say what it was? We watched this on Shudder, by the way.
Oh, the original here it is. The original theatrical cut which is what we watch, was 80 minutes.
Oh, well, but still, that doesn't. Who cares about 2 minutes?
2 minutes, yeah.
Is that going to change the beginning and or the ending?
Maybe. Maybe it wouldn't be so abrupt. I don't know.
I don't know.
But there is also a director's cut.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. So what do you know?
I also own this on that pack of movies that right there by your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where I got the idea for the public domain.
Are we going to watch all of these movies?
Oh, no, God, no.
There's only about a foot of them.
Oh, well, the first box is 50 movies.
Jeez. October isn't that long.
I don't know. We'd have to watch 2 movies a week.
Absolutely.
For most of the year.
Yes. And, you know, my attention span does not go that far.
No, and if we like created that kind of a backlog, I wouldn't know what to do with myself, with my ADHD ass. Right. Just like, it's just an overwhelming amount of shit. I can't deal with it. I can't.
She'd just be pushing the button and sending all kinds of stuff out there. I know that she, you know, when she's doing the cutting, I know that she takes a lot of my stupidity out.
No, well, I try to take the ums, because we do that
we do
a lot.
And when we're, like just now, I'm turning the page. I have about 8 pages today.
Oh, my God.
And I am, you know, turning the pages to find out what I wrote, and I know most of it, some of it's in my head somewhere. You know. Whatever. You talked about the cast.
Yes.
Candace Hilligoss received $22,000 for the performance. She thought she was getting a bundle of money. Well, in 1962, for 3 weeks worth of work, that would be a bundle of money.
That is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Because I read in several places that the shooting was only 3 weeks. So that's interesting, I thought. And she had turned down another movie for this one.
Yeah, I saw that.
Of course, I didn't write the name of the movie down. I didn't recognize it, so I don't know if it's a bigger movie than this.
Let me see. I think I wrote it down.
Okay. But she's a Strasbourg-trained actress. I thought that was pretty, you know, back in the 60s, to have that kind of training. That was pretty, you were pretty important actor. So that's, I thought it was pretty cool that she got that.
Yeah. Oh, she turned down a role in a movie called Violent Midnight.
Yes. Yes.
1963 to take the lead role in this.
Right. So, you know, did she take this one because it was a lead role and she just had a part in that other movie? You know, I didn't read anything more about that.
This movie was remade. Did you write down anything about the remake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because now that I'm looking at my notes, I'm not seeing that I wrote down when it was remade.
It was remade a couple of times. Let me find that. I know that. Low budget horror. Oh, come on. Come out wherever you are. Oh, it was it's in the Criterion collection.
Yes, I knew that. Spine number 63. DVD was released in 2016.
Okay. Okay. Oh, no, I just have a thing that it was, maybe I can find, good heavens.
1998.
Okay, that sounds right. And I thought there was one other early, a little bit earlier, 80s.
I wrote down that it was rumored to have inspired a film in 1984 called Soul Survivor.
That's what I read. Never mind. You're right.
But this Carnival of Souls, is nothing like this movie.
Right. I did read that it was very loosely based on this movie.
Yeah, this plot description is nothing
Right.
like.
And I think that that's what you can do when you don't have any copyrights on anything. But this movie is 62 years old. Actually, didn't they start shooting in October of 62? Didn't I read that?
Oh, I don't know. This the remake's Carnival of Souls, two main stars is the woman from Saw that was in the Needle Pit and comedian Larry Miller.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, 62 years ago, this filming happened.
62?
62.
Yeah, that would make sense.
62 and 62 is
Yeah.
24. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. This is another movie that I did not know what I was going to see. I am a little surprised at how creepy it is.
Yeah, it is real atmospheric.
Okay, atmospheric. Righty. And in my research, that word comes up a lot.
Yeah, and it's right there on the screen.
Oh.
I feel like if I had been person in 1962 that went and saw this, that it would have scared me.
Yes.
But being as that I'm a person from the age that I am,
Right.
it's not scary to me.
Yeah, it's more creepy.
I mean, it's creepy, that guy following her around
Right.
everywhere, just seeing that same guy everywhere.
Right. And I suspected that she was dead.
Yeah, did you?
I did.
Now, see, I have seen this before, and I can't tell you that I've ever seen the ending
Oh.
because this movie is one of those movies that, like, you start out real strong watching it and you're paying attention, and by the time the car goes off the bridge, like 3.5 minutes in,
Yeah, it's done.
I'm already bored.
Yes.
You know, that
Yes.
high speed drag race where they were going, 25, 30 miles an hour
Right.
sucks. It's boring. Who
Right.
cares?
Right.
Also, how did everybody in that car drown when all of the windows were down?
I know. I bet that when she finally came up on that island, I thought, but all the windows were down. They didn't wear seat belts back then. Why weren't they all thrown from the car?
Right.
But that wouldn't have fit the movie now, would it?
No.
Okay.
But still, all of the windows in that car was open.
Yes, they were. All four of them. Yes. I know. I know. That kind of weird to me.
Also, if I'm in the passenger seat and my friend Brenda is having a cigarette, drag racing down the street, punching her in her head.
That was total
Brenda,
1962.
act right.
Like I said, that steering wheel, it's probably three times larger than the steering wheels we have now.
We needed a ship wheel to turn the car.
Yes, we did. I didn't find that part unusual at all. I lived through 1962. I mean, I know how that is.
I was more surprised at seeing the automatic transmission than I was about anything else, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Because at that time, manuals were
There were a
standard.
lot of cars. When they went into those really, now, Brenda's car was probably, it probably had five on the tree. The shifter was on the steering wheel column.
Oh.
But when they went to those big boat cars,
Yeah.
that's when more and more were automatic.
Yeah.
But you're right, I did think about that. So I don't
Because
know.
shouldn't have that car been a stick?
Brenda's car?
Her name's not even Brenda. Who knows what her name
I don't
is?
know. Yeah, but yeah, Brenda's car. Yes, I would think that that car was five on the tree.
But you notice that they were all sitting in the front seat.
Yes. The stick shift was like, here's your steering wheel, and you move your hand here to shift your,
Oh.
and then you get it. It wasn't on the
It
floor
wasn't on the
like
floor.
you like the car you learned in.
Okay.
It wasn't on the floor. It was up here, and the stick shift was
Oh.
on the column
In
that the steering wheel
the
is.
dash.
No.
In the steering column?
The
Where the steering column meets the dash?
No, it's on the steering column.
Oh.
And then the steering column goes into the dash.
Okay.
But it was right there. Steering wheel's here, shifter here.
Okay.
Steering wheel, shifter right together. Inches apart.
All right. Did you know that in some cars they have dial shifters? Could you even
I don't
imagine?
understand how that would work.
I can't imagine how you don't fuck your car up.
Right. And
I'm gonna go turn the music up. And now I'm in park.
race cars and fast cars have a fly thing where you don't necessarily have to have the clutch in to change the gear or something. I don't understand that, but whatever.
Oh, okay.
That's car business, and we're not car talk.
Oh my God, could you even imagine if we were? We'd be the worst at it.
Yes. What kind of car do you have? A blue one?
It's black.
No, what make is it? Four door?
It's an SUV.
Yeah, exactly. What's your license plate number?
Oh, I could
Ohio.
tell you what Justin's is because that's my old one.
That was yours from about a million years
So
ago.
I can tell you what that one is.
Mine is FQQ.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I like that. FQQ.
Mine is JSP something.
Oh, so it's your initials then. Okay,
What?
let's get back to the movie.
What does that even mean?
Okay. Okay. Oh, you had wondered what I was talking about. Hertz Lion,
Yeah.
the distribution company. I found the information on that.
Yeah, okay.
Harvey had signed a 7-year contract with them,
Oh.
and they promptly came back wanting bizarre changes. They wanted some nude scenes. They wanted to cut 9 minutes from it.
9 minutes.
They wanted to send it to drive-ins for a double feature, and the other feature was The Devil's Messenger. Yeah, they came back with all kinds of stuff. He said,
I mean, I can understand where the nude scene would fit in when she's getting out of the bath.
Yes,
But
but I don't
would it
think,
need to be there?
no, absolutely not. No. We
Do
knew
they have
she.
nude scenes in movies that in the 60s?
Well, I'm sure they
In
did.
1962 in black and white?
I'm sure they did. People always love to see women's boobies on the screen.
I mean, okay.
So yeah. So and then when Harvey came back from an assignment from his work, he asked about his royalty checks. Where's his royalty check? So Hertz Lyon sent him his very first royalty check in 1964. It bounced.
Oh, I did read that it bounced.
That's when it somehow got shipped off to the 187 TV stations. You know, it somehow got caught up in a deal for that. So I'm thinking then he never made any money off of that.
Probably.
You know, and all the people that were in the movie that would have gained from that, they didn't get anything. I don't know.
And I read that after seeing this film, Candace Hillegass's agent refused to represent her further.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Because I see dead people.
I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Well, you know, it was a different time. Like when when the minister came up and told her that that was satanic music she was playing, I thought it was odd music that she was playing, but I didn't feel like it was summoning the devil in any way. Did you?
I listen to heavy metal, so that was nothing to me.
Right. So, you know, I don't know. It's the whole, it's a very interesting movie. Very interesting. And the team that started this was Harvey himself is the director. And he had Maurice Harthener as the cinematographer.
Okay.
Dan Palmquist was the editor.
Okay.
Riza Badayi
Okay.
was the assistant director. And Larry Kniezgass was the production manager. They
What a
said
name.
they all set off to make this movie, and they were all work buddies.
Oh.
They all worked together.
Okay.
And we talked about Harvey himself playing the part of the man.
The main ghost dude.
Yeah. It was that was grease paint that they were all wearing, which, you know, I get that,
Yeah.
you know. And he put salt in his hair to make it look like that, like crusty. I mean, my God, we use sea salt in our hair now
Yeah.
to make it a certain look.
I don't, but
Well, when I had longer hair, I did.
I have some sea salt spray.
Yeah, me too. When I was going to work and did my hair
Yeah.
every day, I use stuff like that, but
You know, growing my hair out, did you know that?
I did. I noticed that it's the last time you had it trimmed, it was a very short trim,
Yeah.
a very small trim.
Yeah, I'm gonna grow my hair out a little
Oh,
bit.
okay.
We'll see how long that lasts, but
Yeah, because that's a lot of work.
yeah.
That's why I have short hair again.
And I just like I don't. First of all, I don't give a shit about styling it. Like, so therefore, I don't know how to style it.
But it always
You
looks
know?
nice when you wash it and comb it because it's gotten such weird texture.
Yeah.
I mean, weird because you've always had straight hair.
Stick straight. Wouldn't hold
Yeah.
a curl. Now
Yeah,
it's
now it's,
curly.
yeah. She's got, you know, the Mediterranean hair. I guess they call it multicultural. I'm losing myself here. Hang
Yeah,
on.
why are your headphones so extended?
Because when they were real tight, they popped off the top way. Now they're popping off the back way.
Okay.
The last few movies, I have had a time with my headphones.
You sure have. And you have it a You're all rigged up over there. We gotta think of something different. That's not gonna.
It's working for me. Is it working for you?
It looks painful.
It's not. It's just sitting on me.
Okay.
It's just sitting on my chest is all. And it's much more convenient than that twisty thing we were doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why that's the weirdness of the why the movie wasn't as big as he had hoped it would be.
Well, you've seen a few movies now.
Yep.
Would you have thought this would have been a big movie if it had been promoted, if it had been,
Right, that's part of
you know,
the
if
promotion.
the copyright was even correct,
Right.
like if it was distributed properly?
Right. And that was some of the original problem was the misleading advanced stuff that they had.
Yeah.
No, I don't think this would be a huge movie.
Because if we're being honest, Mary was just weird. She was just a weird person.
Yes. Yes. And like I said, because we've seen a lot of movies and because it is 2024, I really suspected right away that she was dead the whole time.
Yeah.
And that these people were just I don't know if the people were not real also, but I'm not sure.
This was just
a fever dream. We've said that how many times we've talked about movies that turn out to be fever dreams.
Well, but was this her, you know, fever
Right.
dream? This
Was this what?
is what her brain put pieced together to send her off.
Right. I don't know. And no, I don't think this would have been a blockbuster.
No.
You don't either?
No, and even somebody who li I like a black and white movie.
Yeah.
I like a good suspenseful movie.
Uh-huh.
This movie is not great.
Do you think that it's because this was his first movie?
No, because sometimes people will put something on screen and just hit it out of the park,
Right.
and then sometimes people just shit in a movie can and send it off, and
People
that's
are
what you get.
climbing all over themselves. Yep,
And
yep, yep.
so, you know, I don't think this is a good movie.
Now, I absolutely would not even think about watching it again
No.
at all.
Not to even kind of see if you missed anything.
No, except I would watch it again and I would keep real close track of her shoes.
Her shoes changed a lot.
And you noticed it after I pointed it out to you.
Yeah, they changed a lot.
Her dress didn't change, but her shoes did.
Yeah, when the priest said her music was satanic, she had on black flats.
Right.
When she left the bar that she went to with her neighbor, that she had on white pumps.
Right. And she was barefoot at the organ. And then when she stood up, she had shoes on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. So, but yes, it was practically unnoticed until 1989 when it was at some kind of classic film festival.
Oh, okay.
And somebody noticed it. And, oh, here's where I had talk about the remakes. The remakes have little to do with the original movie.
Yeah. Yeah, because it said that the 1998 version, like the basic plot was that a little girl watches her mother get raped and murdered by a clown at a carnival when she was a kid.
Okay.
And now she's an adult, and it's just like that. What?
Okay. And some of the music that was written, this was an original score by Gene Moore.
Oh, okay.
And there was an original soundtrack album released in 1988 that featured all of his Moore's music.
Okay.
And then in 2023, Waxwork Records released Carnival of Souls as part of Rob Zombie Presents soundtrack series. Do you know anything about that?
No. Also,
I know. Why did you mention Rob Zombie, right? Sorry. I thought it was kind of relevant.
they made a big deal. Like Shudder posted, or somebody posted that Shudder had announced what they were adding for October, and I was just
Oh.
like, oh, they've added some cool shit. But like, they've added Rob Zombie's entire catalog, and it's just
Oh.
like,
Yeah, I know, not that interested.
oh.
But some of the clips from some of those songs, no, you don't call them clips from songs, whatever. An Irish band used them.
Okay. Did you write down the Irish band's name?
Theory.
No, okay. That's nobody I know.
You're right. And this is a name you'll know. Drake.
Drake.
Knife Talk. KNI. I don't know. It was at the very bottom of the page. I don't know what I wrote there. But I know who Drake is. Even I know who he is. If you go online, you can hear comparisons.
Okay, I'm going to have to do that. Also, ugh, Drake.
Okay, then don't listen.
You didn't listen to the beef between him and Kendrick Lamar over the summer.
I
It gave
some of it you told me to look at.
me life.
Because two little boys fighting over a little girl.
No, it's well. First of all, it's Drake, who is overly stylized man-child
Okay.
who has very questionable taste in women.
Yeah.
Trying to talk shit about
Another
an
dude.
award-winning rapper. And I'm not talking about just like music awards. He's won. God, what did he win? Is it like a Pulitzer? I think Kendrick Lamar has a Pulitzer
He's a writer?
for his writing.
Okay. All right. Well, then that says something.
And if we're gonna talk about, who's a better songwriter? Kendrick Lamar is, because Kendrick is a songwriter. Drake is a singer.
Okay.
Drake does not write his own music,
Which that's not unusual.
which is fine, but don't come at somebody talking about the way they write music when you don't write your own music. And it is a Pulitzer. He won a Pulitzer for music in 2018.
I'll be darned. Very cool.
So,
Yeah. I
but
know.
it was great. The whole beef. All the they're not like us. Oh my God, that's gonna be a banger for life.
Okay.
And
Well,
he wrote a song to Drake's son that was just like, "I'm sorry, your dad sucks."
jeez.
And in the song, he addresses Drake's father like, "Why were you such a piece of shit? Because now you've got a piece of shit son."
Oh,
It's devastating.
my goodness.
And all Drake had to come back with was like, "Well, I heard you hit your wife, and your kids probably aren't yours." And
Okay.
it's just like, at least my wife is legal age. First of all, let's get that straight.
Oh dear.
Listen, I was invested. Like 2 months of my life were just invested.
Okay.
It was great.
I
What a
know
time.
because you told me to look at some of it, and I had to stop.
What a time to be alive. when two rich guys just talk shit to each other, and
Okay.
one just gets devastated, and he thinks he won.
No. Oh my goodness. Oh my. Okay. You want to talk about her, Carvey?
Yeah, let's talk about him. Let's stop talking about Drake. Drake sucks.
Okay, Her Carvey is born in June of 1924.
Wow, okay.
He passed in April of 1986
Ooh, okay.
from pancreatic cancer.
Ooh. 86, 24 to 86, that's 64. I mean, that's a long time to be alive with pancreatic cancer.
It was he didn't get the cancer until the 80s.
I know, but still,
Yeah.
you get pancreatic cancer and you die.
Right. Right.
Look at Patrick Swayze.
Right.
Isn't that what killed Trebek?
Yes. I
I
believe
mean,
so. Yeah. So, yeah, pancreatic cancer, I read that.
but 64, good for him.
Yeah.
Some people aren't making it that close anymore.
No. No. He was born in Colorado. He's served in the Navy as a quartermaster third class during WW2.
Okay.
1945, he went to Lawrence, Kansas to study theater at the University of Kansas,
Okay.
eventually getting a bachelor's degree in education and then a master's in speech and dramatics, drama.
Oh.
He acted there, and his first direction was an Irving Shaw stage production
Okay.
of Bury the Dead. I thought that that was interesting.
Yeah, I've never heard of it though.
He started a doctoral program, but he had I'm here.
Okay, we're back.
Okay. He started a doctoral program, but he I believe it was in Colorado. I didn't write it down. But he had just newly been married, and they returned to not long after he started, they returned to Kansas, where he was a teacher at the University of Kansas.
Oh, okay.
For many years, many years. And then you were telling me that he never did another direction after that.
That's what IMDb said.
Right, he didn't. But he was a full-on director for his entire career.
Oh.
He worked for a company called Centron Films while teaching at the university. He started acting for some of the Centron Corp films, and he went into film production, and he did industrial and educational films,
Oh.
and he traveled the world doing that.
Like training videos?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, he in 1952 he worked as a writer and director. And he continued there for 30 years, making short industrial films and educational documentary and government films. During his time there, he traveled the world collecting images that he used in geographical and travel films. He became known for his ability to come in on time and under budget. During his years there, he worked with many big stars. There was a whole list of them, and I only wrote a few of them down that I thought you would recognize.
Okay.
Rowan and Martin,
I know who that is.
Laughing Guys, Louie Nye, he's a comedian.
Okay.
Anita Bryant, she sold orange juice.
No, she's a terrible human being. She did other things,
Yes.
but I know exactly who
But
Anita Bryan is. She hates gays.
yes. Oh, yes.
Very much
But
so.
she's a big name.
Oh my
He
God.
worked with all of those people. He wrote articles for magazines,
No shit.
about the innovative special effects and creations that they did at Centron. He reviewed local theater. I mean, he was very, very involved in theater. That's what he did all of his life. In 1960, his first wife, Bee, divorced him because he had a wandering eye. And it was shortly after that he met his second wife, which I didn't write her name down. He met her at an investor's workshop
Oh, okay.
program.
Yeah.
And they married in 1967. In 1982 and 83, he and his other companions were in the controversial TV show The Day After. Have you ever heard of that? The Day After? It was about nuclear war. And and
I feel like I have heard of that. Is it English?
yes.
Okay, then I have heard of it.
And he retired from that in 1985.
All right.
So that's why he never directed. He did dabble in other movies, trying to get something together.
Just not feature films.
He did. He tried to get feature films together, but nothing ever came of anything that he started with.
Huh.
So, did he not direct after Carnival of Souls? He did. Just not what you were thinking.
Just not movie house movies.
Right.
Okay.
And low budget, on time horror films were, right up his alley. He saw the success of other industrial filmmakers in Kansas, and he wanted to get in on that action. And one of the people that he had seen make good after being in the industrial film was Robert Altman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we know that name.
Yeah, he was a big name.
Yep. And he started this movie. He was doing work in California, and he was driving home to Kansas when he noticed the Salt Air Pavilion, the ruins of the Salt Air Pavilion.
Yeah.
And he told his buddy when he got back to work the next day. He told his buddy, he goes, "I saw this," and he told him all about it. He says, "I want you to write the story, but the very last shot will be the ghouls having a dance party inside the Salt Pavilion." And that was part of some of that money business. I could say, "Oh, $17 to fix that gate on that bridge."
Yeah.
He rented the ruins of the Salt Pavilion from the Salt Lake City Chamber of Commerce for $50, and he went so far as to find the original person that did the electronics and the lighting there. He found him to turn the lights on in that place.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that kind of cool?
That is cool.
But he rented that place for $50. I mean, talk about a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
This was it.
Now, I just remembered this. Mystery Science 3000.
Yes, this is a perfect movie for that.
Well, the guys that were Mike and the robots
Yep.
for most of Mystery Science Theater 3000 veered off and do their own thing. It's called Riff Tracks.
Okay.
And it's basically Mystery Science Theater 3000, but it's Mike and the Bots without being Mike and the Bots.
Oh, okay.
And they riffed on this movie.
Oh my goodness.
And they've done other movies that we're gonna watch. They did House on Haunted Hill.
Okay. But well, the whole time I was watching this, I thought, oh, those little people down at the bottom, this would be a perfect movie for them.
Yeah. And so this is what it looks like with them photoshopped into the.
Oh my gosh. How cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, but yeah, this
So
so.
this is another way that I've actually seen this movie is from Riff Tracks.
All right. I imagine it'd be a little bit more fun to watch it like that. Because we were talking the whole time. Oh, look at her shoes. She didn't have bows on her shoes. Look at those heels. They were brown.
Yeah, and I'm sure they noticed that. But like I'm sure they also just had a lot to say.
Yep.
Because it's been a minute since I've watched Riff Tracks. Mystery Science Theater 3000 has their own app, so I just watch Mystery Science through them
Okay.
because it's easier to watch them through the Mystery Science app than it is through like Pluto or Tubi.
Sure, to find the one you want to
Because
watch.
the commercials on Pluto and Tubi sometimes just like override
Oh
the
my
movie.
God, yes.
And I'm so sick of the political
Oh
commercials, I
my
could
God.
just scream.
I just want to go up to Bernie Moreno and just say, dude, take all your commercials off.
I'm sick of him.
Oh my gosh. Here's another guy, Maron.
Derek Maron.
Derek Maron. It's a puppet with red hands. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my gosh. And it plays, three or four at a time. Oh my God.
Oh,
Take
Jesus.
your take them off.
Take your puppets and fuck
Oh
off.
my God. I don't even th I think they're against all of the those commercials are against those people, but I'm ready to be done with them. Ready to be done with them. All right.
It's almost November. We'll make it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, I don't have a lot of trivia.
Okay.
Because a lot of the trivia we've already talked about.
It was woven in. I don't think it was so much trivia, except for the part of
Was.
it happened to make the movie.
Right.
So okay, let's talk about it.
I told you that that Candace Hillegass's agent fired her.
Yeah, that's crazy. Why? I
I don't know.
don't understand.
The original cut of the film ran 84 minutes. Did we say
Oh,
that?
yes, we did. We did talk. We talked about all the different lengths.
Okay. Salt Air, we talked about that. 3 weeks, we talked about that. Oh, we didn't talk about the dancers.
Oh, no.
The dancers you see at the end of the movie. I only wrote down because that's all it said in IMDb was that the dancers were from the University of Utah in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
But mom said that they were what?
The Mormon School of,
Mormon School of Dance.
wait a minute. Modern dance. Modern dance.
It's just what?
Yeah, right.
I didn't know that Mormons had fun.
Oh, we gotta like look, most Mormons have like a ton of children. I think they have a little fun.
That's not called fun. That's called procreation.
That's true. Oh my goodness, where did I write that? I'm pretty sure it was the Mormon School of Modern Dance. But yeah, it was in the university. I did read that.
So that was funny to me. I didn't know that
Oh,
Mormons
here it
had
is.
fun.
The Mormon School of Modern Dance. Students helped do the dance scene. Yep. Yeah, they have fun. I think they're kind of normal-ish people, Mormons. I don't really know anything about them, but I think they're kind of normal. But they're
Everything you
really
see on
into their
TV just makes you just go,
kind of cringe.
ugh,
They're really into
really?
their religion, and
Ugh.
do it, do it, do it, you.
Ugh.
What else did you find?
The shots of the ghouls rising from the Great Salt Lake were filmed in an apartment complex swimming pool near Herc Harvey's house in Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh my goodness. Was it another $25 job?
I don't know. Well, I didn't write that down, but the shop girl, she was paid $25 to just ignore Candace Hillegass. She said that Candace Hillegass said that the river water she was submerged in for the final was so cold. It was frigid. And she had to be in the water for several hours to get those final shots.
Oh my
And you could
God.
see the woman next to her blinking, and you could see one of them shaking a little bit.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
The premise is similar to that of a Twilight Zone episode called
Yes.
The Hitchhiker.
I read that also. I probably wrote that down, but read past it. Yes.
The car Mary is driving is a 1960 Chevy Biscayne. The car that goes off the bridge is a 1949 Chevy Fleetline Special.
Wow.
And the other car in the drag race was a 1935 Chevy Master Deluxe.
Interesting.
I'm sure car people would, this is back to car talk. I'm sure that would be interesting to some people. And the last thing I wrote down that it was included among the American Film Institute's 2001 list of 400 movies nominated for the top 100 most heart-pounding American movies.
Oh, it was included. Okay. It
Yeah.
didn't make it into that top 100
No.
because it wasn't real. It was creepy. I had chills up and down my spine, but I wasn't covering my face.
Right. I pulled out of my driveway this morning and there was somebody walking their dog down the street, and I was just like, the fuck are you doing here? It was weird.
That is weird.
Because usually I don't see anybody around when I'm up.
Right.
But just it was a man and a dog, and he was swinging a poop bag, and I was just like, all right.
Oh,
Somebody's having way too much fun in the middle of the night walking their dog.
well, that's the best time to do it. You won't find anybody else walking their dog, I guess.
Yeah.
What the filming technique that they used, this $25 to the girl at the shop to ignore her,
Yeah.
that's called guerrilla filmmaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about
We've talked
guerrilla
about that.
filmmaking before. Ultra low budget skeleton crews and props limited to what came, what could be gotten in the area. And it's usually independent filmmakers. But yeah, guerrilla filmmaking is absolutely what this. They didn't have any permits to film anywhere.
Yeah, permits are expensive.
Yes, they would just, run in, pay that guy, they were able to use that bridge as long as they paid for any damages.
Yeah.
Well, it turned out that there were $17 in damages, which would replace that rail.
Yeah.
$25 to that girl. A van driving slowly by her, $25 to that guy just to drive slowly by her down the alley. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I like it. I liked this movie, but I didn't like it simply because it was just so different from anything we've ever watched. Different.
Yeah, moody.
Yes. Yes. And we this could bring us to where we talk about food. She brought
Oh, yeah.
sandwiches and drinks to her room,
Yeah.
the landlady.
Yeah.
So we had sandwiches and drinks. Alexis brought them to us via Panera.
Yeah, we went. I stopped at Panera for a sandwich because mom's like, "Let's all bring some lunch meat over," and I'm just like, "My own sandwich."
And that's okay. That's okay.
So we had somebody make sandwiches for us,
Yes.
and they were delicious.
Mine was absolutely famous. A vegetarian type thing had hummus and vegetables on it and feta cheese. It was delicious.
Oh, I got a bacon turkey Bravo. It was awesome.
I looked at that one. That looked good too.
I told Justin that his order was just too fucking confusing, so I got him what I got him.
Was he satisfied with it?
Yeah, he was
So.
just like, you didn't need to give me the salad. I was like, I don't know, man. When you see the size of this sandwich, you're probably going to want the salad. Because
Because
the sandwich was only about this
it
big.
was only a half a sandwich.
Yeah.
You get soup, you only get a half a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's only one slice of bread.
Right.
There's a whole lot more that needs a slice of bread on him.
So.
But the size of the soup cup is a good
Because
size.
he texted me his order with the picture that says, pick two. And he says, I want A, B, and C. And I said, but you get B or C. And he said, yeah.
Pick two of these three. You can have a sandwich in the soup or a sandwich in a salad. He didn't get
And he
that,
just said, yeah. And I said, okay.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck that means. So here's your half sandwich, here's your cup of soup, and here's a full salad.
I don't have a problem with soup, salad, and a half a sandwich.
No.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. But it's just, you know. You get B or C, huh?
Huh? He doesn't know the Panera way. He just knows what his stomach says. I want this.
Everything sounds good. That's what I want.
Yeah, and you know what? Everything does sound good all the time.
And I said, okay. I don't know what it means, but okay. I thought about just getting like the bowl of soup, like just individual, like getting a whole sandwich and the bowl of soup and the whole salad and just here's what you asked for. I don't know what of this you exactly want, but take it.
Yes, I understand that. But mine was delicious. My sandwich was absolutely exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, mine was really good.
Good. Good, good, good.
I forget that the crust on the tomato basil bread is real chewy.
Chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what messed me up.
Yeah.
That chewy crust.
And because we're adults, if we want to cut our crust off, we can.
And I didn't think about it until I was, you know, almost done with my whole meal.
Right. The corner of the heel of the bread that,
Yeah.
and that really was all the food that they had a beer.
Yeah. I don't feel like a beer.
I didn't either. I know. I got a couple of things to, I gotta make a couple of stops before I go home,
Ugh.
so. But they're just running. I want to run to the pet store and just in and out. So,
What do you need?
Blythe was telling me that her little trooper has a lot of blackheads on his chin.
Oh.
And it's happening a lot.
Clean as bowl.
I told her, I said, "Do you use plastic bowls?" She said, "Yes. Some of his bowls are plastic."
Get stainless steel.
So what I told her, I said, "I'll pick up some bowls for you."
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to pick up some stainless steel bowls for her
Yeah.
and see if that doesn't help his poor black head.
That's orange cat
Yep.
behavior. Lula gets them too.
Yes. And that's not uncommon. And like I knew right away when she said it's been terrible, I thought she's using plastic bowls and there's something in the plastic that he's kind of allergic to.
Yeah.
And it's causing these.
It's not that he's allergic to, it's just that his little mouth gets dirty and he's rubbing his face on
Yep,
it.
it aggravating
And
him.
she probably isn't wa like, listen, and this is no shade on anybody who washes their pet's food dish every single day.
I do not wash Reginald Manchego's dry food dish every
I
day.
don't either. Like, and
I
I don't.
do wash his water bowl every day. You
But
use a fountain,
we use a phone.
so.
But you know, I and our my food dishes are glass. And they said the same thing. The glass really is, you know, more porous than something like stainless steel, and that would be why she.
Oh. Oh, the glass can also collect that? Oh,
Yeah, it
well, of
gets all
course it would
germy.
be. Yes.
Yeah. So it, you know,
Oh.
but is it one of the, but you know, could you clean it every day and the problem go away? Maybe,
Maybe, maybe
maybe
not.
not.
You know, it depends on your cat.
So it's definitely no shade to
Nope,
anybody
absolutely
that
not. That's why
doesn't
I
clean.
said I will pick up a couple of different dishes for you, give them a try, see if it helps.
Yeah, okay.
And it may help, it may not.
Yeah.
And what's a couple of dishes cost? Next to nothing.
Right.
So, you know, just what are you going to do? Put a mask on the little kitty and take all the blackheads out? No. That ain't going to happen.
I mean, sometimes when Lula like will let me, I'll just kind of brush them with my thumbnail
And like,
and just try to like brush them
brush it
off.
off, to pick it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can do that.
Yeah.
If they're ripe and ready, you can, but.
Well, and it's they like just and Justin doesn't understand this.
Because he's got really nice skin.
Justin works very hard at his skin
Yeah.
because Justin, as a teenager, had awful acne.
Oh, okay.
And so he is very cognizant of if I have dirty skin, I'm going to have acne, and
Yep, yep.
I can't be a 40-year-old man with acne.
Right.
But he doesn't understand that they start at the skin and then
Flex.
grow. They start at the. Am I? Where am I?
He doesn't understand.
Am I talking? It says that I'm talking.
I couldn't hear you there for a minute, though.
Oh, am I back?
You're back.
Okay. It starts in the skin, but then they're pushed out when her hair grows.
Right.
So they're embedded in her fur, and
Right.
you can't explain nothing to him.
Which he has a beard. He should understand that. I mean, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's not like a blackhead on
On
you
a
know
person.
on a human being.
Right. Right. So, you know, I'm gonna get her some bowls and we'll try that and,
Oh, okay.
you know, we'll see.
Yeah, definitely no shade if you don't clean your cat
Oh.
or dog's dish every day. Who, first of all, who has the goddamn time?
Right. But I've seen so many things. Do you wash your glass every day? Yeah, I wash my glass every day. And no, I would not drink out of my cat's bowl, even though I do wash it every day. No, don't drink out of my children's cups. So, no, I won't be drinking out of the cat's bowl.
I don't drink out of a cup very often, but when I listen, my life is all about convenience,
Oh
and
my
the
God,
less
yes.
shit I have to wash
You betcha.
is great. So if I have to have a cup, it's plastic
Yep.
that I can throw
I'll throw
away.
right away. Yep. I
My
agree.
plates, paper.
I use paper plates. I use plastic silverware. I know you don't, but
We just bought some.
I use plastic silverware. I have a little picnic thing, you know, one of those little picnic things you can put mustard, ketchup, and napkins, and then the nice forks and spoon, plastic spoons. I have one of those in my kitchen, and I know it's not eco-friendly to use plastic silverware, but I do.
Listen, when I die, I die.
Yeah.
And I don't have no kids, so I don't care.
So you don't care what the state of the world is?
I'm
Oh
fire now. Who
my
cares?
God. Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely right.
I know that's not, you know, PC, but
I know, but it is. It
that's just
is.
the reality I live in.
Right, and where it's not on fire, it's all in floods.
Right? The world is going to hell.
Yeah, I agree with you. I 100% agree with you.
If I don't have to wash a dish, I'm not doing it.
And you know what? I for myself, I only ever have one bag of garbage a week. So
Oh.
it's not like I have gobs more garbage because I don't use, you know, I don't reuse my plate. I just throw it away. You know, I don't produce a lot of garbage.
We do, but I cook
Right.
I cook a lot.
Right. And there's two of you.
Yeah.
So you should have at least, at the very least, two bags.
Yeah,
you know,
it's two or three at least.
Yeah. Plus you have the cats that you got to dispose of that poo. So there's another bag of garbage. So, I mean, you're not producing that much garbage either.
Yeah.
If you want to think about it.
Listen, I don't give a shit if I am or not.
I know. I know.
I've already explained my stance.
Okay. All right. I get it. I get it. And you know what? Okay. It's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with however anybody wants to live. I don't really care. You do what you want. Listen, you do you, boo.
If I could talk Justin into letting me pay somebody to clean this house, I would do it.
Oh my God, yeah.
If I could pay somebody to mow the lawn, I would do it.
I don't know what happened to my lawn guy today. Chris texted me like at 7 o'clock this morning. I'm not going to be able to get there today. Oh my God, I hope he's not hurt or sick.
Yeah.
So I don't know him that well, but I'm worrying about him. But yeah, absolutely. Mowing the lawn and doing some cleaning. Hell yeah.
I hate it.
Yep. Yep.
And I am all about living a life of comfort.
Yeah. Right. I understand.
Comfort and convenience.
Yep. Yep. I hear you. I only have four rooms, so I don't think I can talk myself into getting the Molly Maids.
Well, I only use four rooms of the house. 1, 2, 3, 4. But there are three other rooms and a garage that are just trashed.
But it's not like it's dirty. You just have stuff. You have collections. And if I could help you organize your collections again, I mean, I would.
I'm going to be ruthless in my closet.
Okay.
I've got to take the shit off the top of the top shelf.
Ooh, yeah.
And I've got to be ruthless with it.
Yeah, I understand.
Because it's taking up space.
Yeah.
And I'm getting real fucking sick of hearing about how much space my stuff takes up.
And are you wearing those clothes?
The ones in the top of the closet? Absolutely not.
Then
Would I if I wanted to? Probably not.
Then it's time to get rid of them.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why I got to do it.
Listen, I've done it a couple of times.
I was telling my friend Julia how when I do stuff like that, like I need you to come over and like crack the whip on me. It's like, I don't need you to help me work. I just need you to tell me to. I need you to stand there and watch me work.
Like Blythe did when I moved out of the big house. Do you need that? Throw it away. Throw it away.
I'm an adult. You think that I could have it. And it's so funny, my attachment on things.
It's my stuff.
You know.
It's mine.
But it's clothes that I can't wear. It's clothes that I have not worn. It's shit that's been in the top tippy corner. I don't know the last time I've even seen it.
That's not the point, my love.
But I need it to be there.
Yes. And I understand that. But on the other hand, if you're thinking about getting rid of it, get rid of it.
I know. Here's two garbage bags that need to go to Goodwill.
I know.
And they've been here
for
months.
Sitting here. Goodwill is so far away.
Mostly they're still here because somebody who shall remain nameless has been asked to move them from my car or from my living room to my car.
And can't find the way to your car?
And we just don't know where my car is.
Where are the keys? Anybody seen the keys? What was I supposed to put in there? I got the keys.
I will also need help, you know, going to the Goodwill and hefting them out of the car and into the Goodwill.
They have people there that'll help you.
Oh, okay.
Once you get there, there's usually someone at the back door that helps you.
Okay. Because you have to, like, call ahead and stuff too, right?
I don't think so, but it has to be during their donation time.
Oh.
So you might just look online, see when their donation time is.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I understand completely. I get
but
it.
But also, we are two children that didn't have money growing up.
Yeah, is this my fault?
No, absolutely
because
not.
We didn't clean our house every Saturday instead of doing something fun.
No. No, what it is you know,
right?
I didn't have collections when I was a kid because there was not money for collections.
Correct.
So, you know, now that I'm old enough, I look at my movie pile. It's just a pile of movies.
And you drove how many miles last weekend to buy more? And you know what? You go.
But unfortunately, Justin is the same kid.
Yep.
Who didn't have money for collections. Who now has all the collections that he wants to have.
Yep.
So my new thing, and I just got a ban. I just was told that I'm banned.
Uh-oh.
From buying cool shirts.
Oh no. Did he find out about that last haul?
I just bought more.
Oh dear. That's fun stuff.
It was buy one get one free.
I know.
The shirts were $7.50 a piece. When you break it down.
I get it.
He's just like, well, why did you have to buy six? And I said,
because.
I said, because it was buy one, get one free. And I had three really cool ones that
I
wanted.
I only bought three. Honey, I understand. I understand.
And then just to kick me while I was down, the site that I've been buying my t-shirts from, we're like, hey, we're having a 5 for $29 shirt sale. I was like, you bastards!
Oh no, it's only $6 a shirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, God damn it, I've just been banned.
Well, clean out that closet. You'll have some room.
Well, I also need to go through my purses.
I understand that, too. Sell some of them.
Because I have, like, the very first fancy purse I bought. I loved it. It is well used. But I could still get a little mileage out of it.
Yep. Time to sell them, then. That's what I told Blythe. You know, I've been giving her purses all these years. We've been buying purses.
Yeah.
Sell them, honey. If you don't use them, sell them.
Yeah.
You will not hurt my feelings.
No.
But you gave it to me. I don't care. Sell it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do it.
Like, I bought a beautiful Calvin Klein purse. It's got gold hardware. I could never find a wallet to match it.
Did it have gold hardware?
It did have gold hardware.
I felt that it had.
Yeah. And it definitely wasn't in the place that I told Justin to look for it. It was 100% a different place.
Oh, no.
But,
Well, that was given to you before...
No,
anybody knew that it had to have a wallet.
No, the Calvin Klein purse you gave me that I found a wallet for was purple.
Oh, okay.
The Calvin Klein
wasn't
purse
me.
That I bought for myself was black. And you'd think that you could just find a black wallet with gold hardware.
Right.
No. It was so hard. And then,
no,
and then you know you
silver.
Find one and it's
all silver.
$75. And it's just like I didn't pay that much for the purse.
It's all silver.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein is all silver.
No, that one's gold. The one I have.
That's a rarity.
It's a boxy purse like the one I just bought.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Sell them.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's time.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of time.
Yeah.
Should we talk about all of the deaths?
Oh my God. Deborah and I were just talking about how many deaths there were. The nine. We counted nine.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
10.
You didn't. You probably didn't count John Amos, who just died.
I did count John Amos. Who'd I miss?
Dame Maggie Smith.
Got it.
Died at 89. Kris Kristofferson.
Got it.
Died at 88. John Ashton. Died at 76.
Lieutenant Taggart.
Drake Hogsden.
Yeah, got him.
Soap opera star, Days of Our Lives. 70. This Gavin Creel, I told you,
yeah,
you know,
the Broadway
I didn't really know why I wondered about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally from Findlay, Ohio.
Yeah.
So he's a homeboy. He died from a rare form of sarcoma.
Oh, God.
You know, you were asking me that, so I investigated.
Yeah, okay.
The basketball player, help me.
Dikembe
Mutombo. Frank Fritz from American Picker, 60.
Uh-huh.
Dikembe was only
58. But he had brain cancer.
Oh, here's one that I got. Steve McQueen's son.
Oh, yeah, that one. I didn't
Chad.
Count him.
You don't, you wouldn't have, I know when I saw McQueen, I thought, what? Steve McQueen's son, Chad,
okay,
died at 63. Pete Rose, 83, baseball player.
Yeah.
And John Amos, 84, TV star. I knew him from TV.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
He had good times.
Yeah. So there were, and this is only like the last couple of weeks.
Like the last
And I've just been shocked at how many, and you know, and then the on Monday, the 39th president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, celebrated his 100th birthday.
I can't believe he made it. I thought
happy birthday, Jimmy.
As soon as Rosalind died,
I did too. I did too, because they've been married for 80 years,
100 million years.
Yeah, I just never, you know. When old people like that, one dies, very soon after the other one pines away.
Yeah.
And he has been hanging in there. They didn't have any pictures of him, so he must look a little rough.
Oh, I'm sure. Can you even imagine?
No. 100 years old. He's the only president of the United States that has lived to be 100.
Wow.
And he was the very first president to ever be born in a hospital.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was an interesting fact. I've always liked Jimmy Carter. I mean, and what he has done for
humanity.
Right. I mean, yeah.
With Habitat for Humanity.
Right. And everybody, you know, said, oh, he wasn't a very good president. He was. He did some good when he was a president, and it shows now.
I think that's all that Iran-Contra stuff.
Yeah.
That really fucked him up.
Nixon left that to him.
Yeah.
Nixon shafted him with it.
Yeah.
Well, Ford was after Nixon.
Yeah.
So I guess they both shafted him with it.
Yeah.
But whatever. I've always liked...
And then Reagan took the credit for it.
Right. Right.
Fucking Reagan.
I've always liked Jimmy Carter, so I that's a notable thing for me. With all these deaths, we need to recognize somebody who has been...
Just seeing him turn 100, I was just like, good for you, dude.
Yeah.
As soon as Rosalind died, I was just like, it's only a matter of days now.
I did. I thought it would be. Because they were married for 82 years.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine knowing someone for 82 years, much less being... you know, a partner to them.
Did you know that he knew her whole life?
He knew her. He saw, the first time he saw her, she was 3 days old.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
She was the next door neighbor. She was
literally assisted her mother with the birth.
He was literally the girl next door.
Yeah.
He was. Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back then, you know, back then people had their babies at home. But Jimmy was born in a hospital.
That's crazy. So the first president to be born in a hospital.
Yeah.
1924.
Right. Right. So, yeah. So it's been an unusual month.
Yeah.
Slash weeks.
And the month is 3 days in. We're 3 days into
Right.
October.
Well, September was pretty rough.
September was rough.
You know, so a lot of people died in September, famous people. So, you know, but I think that's the, it comes in,
Waves of
yep.
three. And that's why when
Or
I was
waves of
explaining,
three threes.
that's three waves of three. I was shocked.
Right.
Because we were talking about it at work, and I said, you know, my mom mentions this stuff on the podcast, and we counted it out, and it was just like, because Deborah was like, well, where are we in the list of threes? And I was just like, well, we've got three complete sets of three.
Three. Yep.
And
Yep.
she was just like, Jesus.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, it's amazing to me, but some of these great actors and actresses are gone.
Yeah.
Are there any more? Are there great actresses and actors and actresses left anymore? I guess they're all called actors now.
Yeah.
Are there any left?
Well, I guess time will tell. But like Justin always says, Justin is like, we're going to be cut. We're always going to be at an age where our favorite people are going to die.
Right? Because people I know are dying.
Yeah.
People you know are dying, but not as much as people I know.
Right.
Because I'm that 20 years ahead of you.
Right.
Yeah. The high school reunion is this weekend.
Yeah.
50 years. I tried to open, they put it on the Facebook. They tried to open a 2024 death notice thing. I couldn't open it, but I think I probably pressed the wrong button.
Oh.
I'm gonna keep trying to open that.
Yeah.
See if anybody else I knew in high school has passed.
Yeah.
So craziness. Yeah, craziness. And we had a big class too.
My 25th will be next year.
Ay. Why are you that old?
Don't know.
Crazy to me.
They didn't do anything for the 20th because it was the pandemic.
Yep.
So I don't know. Are they going to do something for the 25th? Who the hell knows? I don't know if anybody's even in charge of it anymore.
Well, people have to step up to do it. I remember when they started organizing this 50th. They were looking for people to help, and I didn't know anybody in high school. I'm not interested
That's
in.
the cool thing. It's just like I didn't have a lot of friends in high school. So even if there is going to be one, am I going to be invited?
Well, everybody's invited. It's the fact is, do you want to go? You know, do well. They've got to remember you because, you know.
All the people that I like still I talk to,
Right.
and the other people are dead.
Right.
So
Or they're dead to me, you know, it doesn't really matter, right?
nobody else is dead to me, but there are a few people
Right.
that have died that.
Yes. Yes, even what we had a 5-year high school reunion, and there were a handful of people that had died then.
Well, that was still like right
Wasn't,
around
you know.
Vietnam.
Well, yeah, and there were a lot of drugs at that time.
Well, we're not going to talk about that.
Right, anyway. But yeah. I was going to say something profound, but I've forgotten it.
Oh, well.
So no, I'm not going. I
Yeah, high school was the worst time of my life.
Yeah, I would say yes,
I really don't want to
absolutely.
see any of those people.
No, uh-uh. No. Even on Facebook, I see these people all chatty chatty, and I'm thinking, do they really know each other? You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows? What else is going on?
Nothing.
Nope. I was in St. Louis last week
Yeah.
for a celebration of life of a cousin. That was a nice little trip. I got to see another cousin that I, one of my favorite cousins, so that was a nice little adventure. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing's going on.
I hung out with Reginald Montego. That was pretty fun.
I appreciate that.
I I can't sit in a car for 10 hours, but I can sure sit with Regina Montego and roll change all day.
Okay.
Because that's what I did.
I've been collecting more change.
Nice.
And I'm separating it.
Okay, that's fine.
So that it'll be easier for you to
Okay.
I'd probably have another $100 worth of change.
God damn. Okay. Is it mostly silver?
Yes.
Okay, because that's all I
Yes.
have wraps for is silver.
Okay. You've done all the pennies you're gonna do.
No, I just I'd have to do. I think I have a bag of pennies in my other room, but I would have to go in search of penny wraps
Okay.
if I were going to do more pennies.
All right. And I haven't gone to the bank to talk to them to see
If I'll take
if
it.
they'll take them. So, yeah, fun stuff. And I found that coin you were talking about. I have no idea where it's from.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's the same color as a penny, but it's just a little bit bigger.
Yep.
And it really messed up the penny roll when I was like, why the hell is this not working?
And I'll bet
Oh,
you,
because it's not a penny, it's some weirdo change.
I bet you it's a peso.
Oh.
I really think it is, but I would have to have gotten my glasses on and looked at it and checked it. I'll bet you, because I know that I have some pesos floating around the house.
Okay.
Dan Hutchinson used to bring them when he lived in Mexico.
Okay.
So, I know I have a few. We'll see.
Yeah, just let me know when you want some more rolled up.
All right, next time you stay over, you
Okay.
can do that.
All right.
Something to look forward to. Because listen, house sitting and pet sitting, there's not a lot to look forward to.
I mean, I watched the shows I wanted to watch when I wanted to watch them. I played The Sims all day one day.
Yeah.
I
That's the best part of going to somebody else's house. You're not in your own house, and there's nobody to tell you what to do.
just laid on the couch and just, played my computer and
Yep.
hung. Because Reginald Montego's not a snuggly animal. He
No,
does
he's not.
not.
He'll sit by you. He'll sit near you, but he's not a sit on you
Yeah.
type of cat.
So, he stayed on his in his areas and I stayed in mine and
If he wants attention, he'll come and get a rub. And then he'll take off.
Yeah.
But he's not one to sit on you.
Nope.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
He's his own man. I
He
don't,
is.
I don't care. He's a good boy.
Yep.
And I don't mind coming to hang out with him.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else? Got anything else?
Well, we have some options for a
Oh.
next movie.
Okay.
What are you feeling? Are you feeling Haunted House or are you feeling Silent Vampire?
Let's do a haunted house and then a silent vampire.
Okay.
Because didn't we just watch a vampire movie a couple back? I don't remember what we watched last time, so I guess we'll forget what I said. Just forget I said that. Let's watch Haunted House.
Okay, so House on Haunted Hill with Vincent Price.
Ooh, okay. I may have seen that one.
Okay.
It's been around a long time.
Riff Tracks also does that one too.
Okay. House on Haunted Hill.
And do you want to watch it black and white or colorized? Because that's a thing too. I'd have to look for it colorized, but I
Then
know.
black and white. You know,
Okay.
I really do like the black and white movies.
Okay.
They add something to the horror
That
that,
looming feeling. Yeah.
yeah. You know, you see all the blood you want, but when you see that blood and it's black,
Yeah.
yee.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll watch House on Haunted Hill next.
I'm putting it in here. House on Haunted, 1999.
No, not like 1959,
Oh,
something.
here I got one, 1959.
You want the one with Vincent Price?
Vincent Price.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I got it. I got it in my thing. Okay. All right.
All right.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff going this month, so.
Oh, okay. Pardon
Let's
me.
See. Oh, you know what? I don't have anything going on the weekends.
No. Okay.
Mostly Saturdays and Sundays are completely bare.
Nice.
I'm meeting the girls from work tomorrow.
Okay.
For breakfast. So, at Mayberry's.
Okay.
I haven't seen them. Well, the store's closed, and then Kathy had hurt her knee or something, her knee or her leg, I'm not sure.
Oh, dear.
So I haven't seen him in several months.
Wow, okay.
So, we're going to meet for breakfast tomorrow.
Well, that'll be fun.
I think so. I have it as the 11th, but I know it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the 4th.
Yeah. But I put it in the calendar on the 11th.
Oh, okay.
That's only because I'm stupid.
Okay. Sometimes the calendar just does what it wants.
You know what, I have it condensed, so I can see the whole month.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when you touch one, you touch them all.
Yeah.
You know.
Everything has to be hard.
Everything. Absolutely everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be nice to see them. See how they've gotten on. You know, my friend Kathy, I think she's going to retire, not go back to work until she's tired of it, and then she'll find a new job.
Yeah. Are you tired of it?
A little, yes.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I hate getting up in the morning and getting stuff going. So I don't feel like I'm a morning person anymore. And I like to be at home in my jammies by about 8 o'clock at night. So what kind of job am I going to get that would fit in with
right
from like noon to six? So, you know, yeah, I'm tired of not having something to do. But on the other hand, I'm not at all tired of not having anything to do.
Do you want me to show you how to play The Sims?
I play mindless games on my computer.
Okay.
I don't know that I want to get into something like The Sims. I used to play that.
Okay.
But
I cheat, so it's more fun that way.
Oh, okay. I don't cheat. Is that why you don't play the one game you told me about anymore?
Yeah, because you can't cheat at that.
I always have 7,000 or 8,000 spins. So, and it's not for lack of cheating or trying. It's just that I know where to go to get the extra spins.
Yeah.
And you just didn't learn that. That's all.
Yeah, I just got tired.
Yeah.
Well, I started playing that game to get points on my receipt app.
Oh, okay.
But they were like, oh, you got to play games to get points. But then they didn't say that, you know, you only get X amount of points for X amount of days playing.
Oh.
And then it was just like, oh, well, then why am I bothering?
You only get points this month. Next month's a new game.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do those too.
Yeah. And I was just like, so why am I doing this?
Right.
I'm not having fun. I'm just doing it to do it.
Right. Right. And I started playing another game, and I really dislike it because the commercial breaks in there are real long. But I like the game, so I can't quit the game. So, oh, gosh. But I'm getting real, real good at that game.
Okay.
So, anyway. Yeah. No, I don't think I want to get involved in The Sims again.
Okay. Well,
to me, that was a real job.
Well, it is, because you got to keep them alive the whole
right
thing. One time I was playing like Sims 2, and they were, and I killed everybody off. I want to kill everybody off.
Okay.
And they're like, you know, this is your last sim. This is a life simulator. Are you sure you want to kill this person? And I was just like, yes, 100%. I want to kill them.
And then the game's over.
Then I start a new game.
That's true. That's true.
I think it was either Sims 2 or Sims 3 when they introduced ghosts. So I wanted my lot to just have a ton of ghosts.
Oh, okay.
And then I moved more people in.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. I have Steam on my computer. I'll see if there's any other like fun free games that like you might get into.
Steam.
Yeah.
Do I know what that is? That sounds familiar. I don't know. I don't know. I could look around. I don't know. I like the ones I'm playing. I call them my mindless games. Some of them I can play offline, so if I'm waiting somewhere, I can play them.
Yeah.
Not all of them are like that.
Oh.
Or not all of the ones I play are like that.
Oh, lame.
Yeah, but I only need one or two to wait, sit around waiting for stuff, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
And don't bother to find this movie. It sucks.
Yeah. I mean, if it's on and you got nothing else to do, watch it. But
By the time
I,
you start watching it, you'll find something else to do.
yeah, I think so.
That always
I
happens.
was a little, this is one of the ones I was a little disappointed with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really cool to learn about this guy who had this one feature movie, you know, who really did go on to direct lots more stuff, just wasn't feature movies.
Yeah.
Because I am sure that we have all seen something he has done.
Of course, probably.
We've all had jobs, so we've all seen all of those little movies that you see at work.
Probably.
Okay, all right.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All righty.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.